Hi, my name is John Kim, and I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth. I share my feelings and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical and with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. Tina Fey once made a joke about Matt Damon and Ben Affleck being like J. Crew sweaters. They look great in the store, but then you bring one home and realize you just bought an orange sweater. But here's the thing, I met Matt Damon once in person, and he is not an orange sweater. He actually holds up. And what I mean by holding up is that you are who you portray to be. So about, I don't know, 15 years ago, I was running this restaurant, bar, supper club. It was just kind of like a small, secretive, high-end, super scenic restaurant bar in Hollywood. And it was a family business that I owned with my family. And then it turned into like a hot spot after I brought in a promoter and all of that. And I'm sure you've either read that in my book, or I'm sure I've written about it or talked about it on a podcast. But anyway, one of those nights when it was really scenic, and it was only scenic for about 3 months, right? I'm not trying to say it was like the hottest thing. It was only for about 3 or 4 months. It was extremely scenic. Like every night there was, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio and basically every celebrity you could imagine within the span of about 3 to 5 months came. In Hollywood, if something's hot, it's like on fire, everyone wants it, and then it's gone, right? And so we had our 8 seconds of fame there. And one night, Matt Damon rolls in, and we gave him I asked him if he wanted to sit in the VIP trailer. We had this Airstream in the back. So he just kind of hung out there, and once we closed, me, him, and my club promoter, we just hung out in that trailer, I think, till like 4 a.m. or something crazy. And I remember thinking, like, wow, this guy is a movie star, and he's just talking to me and treating me like I went to high school with him. And I get it, he's, you know, at a Hollywood club, and maybe part of this is just, you know, making good connections so he could get in. I don't know. But at the same time, you know, he's a movie star. He doesn't need connections. He could get in anywhere, right? So my point is this. I remember having that revelation. Now, also, there were a lot of celebrities that did not hold up, meaning and mostly rap stars that were not nice, that did not talk to you. Lots of ego, of course, and I get it. That's the world, right? I mean, I'm not famous or driving Bentleys and shit. Like, I don't know what that feels like, so, or how that would change me. But he was a stand-up guy, and he held up. And so my point is, in all of this, in this episode, and also why number 66 in my book is do hold up, meaning I think it's what makes any man a man, or, you know, it's not even about a man. I think it's about the difference between a child and a man is that I think a child does not hold up. I think an adult does hold up. Did I say a child and a man? I meant a child and an adult. So gender doesn't matter. I'm talking just about being a human. And it's one of the greatest compliments that I feel like I could give someone, because holding up is not easy, especially today with the internet and social media and our ability to hide behind phones, to actually hold up. So to present yourself in a way where you are authentically you, where you are your solid self, where you are able to not walk with the veneer and show yourself, you know, pull the curtain back, to be vulnerable, to be consistent, to hold up, I think is rare in this world. I think many people hide behind their phones. I think many people try to be someone they are not. I think many people present themselves in a way that's not accurate. And I'm also including myself, because I think it's just the way that the world is set up, you know, I think it takes courage. I mean, it takes like a your own journey to have the tools to hold up, you know. Most of us, because of fear, because we do care what people think, me included, because we don't want to get hurt, because we are used to old patterns, because hiding is safe, because hiding is easy, right? Because of all of those things, holding up is hard, you know? And also, like, to be consistent, because to be consistent means there's intention involved, and there is work involved, and there is metacognition to be able to think about your own thoughts. There is self-awareness. There are all these things that are required for someone to be themselves and to hold up and to be consistent and to really kind of show themselves, right? And I think this ability is crucial when it comes to not only being a man / adult and the kind of person you want to be, but also in relationships. I think that especially today, again, when it comes to like dating and shit, people, it's easy to, especially in early on, you know, it's easy to do a lot of tap dancing. It's easy to present yourself in a certain way. It's easy to use filters. It's easy to hide behind words. And so to actually show your true self, which can be terrifying, I get it. But if you are not doing that, if you don't have the ability to, then you're, to me, it's false advertising, but you're building on sand, because what's going to happen is when you, I mean, it's just a matter of time before you actually get to have to see someone for who they really are, right? And the longer you wait, the more you are allowing people to fall off a steeper cliff. So the longer you wait, the longer that cliff, the higher that cliff gets. And it's not fair to you or the other person. So there's that. But ultimately, even above that, meaning more important than relationships with other people, and you know, this isn't just about dating and romantic relationships. This could be at work. Do you hold up at work, or are you putting up a front? You know, are you holding up with your friends, your tribe, your coworkers, your family, all of that, right? So, what's more important than your relationships is you. You know, it's you holding up, showing up, being consistent, being authentic, being vulnerable, all of those things that are difficult and rare. That's going to be what makes you like yourself. Because if you don't hold up, if you are inconsistent, if you are slippery and a liar and dishonest, if you are hiding, and by the way, you know, it takes so much fucking effort to create a version of you that's not honest, right? It takes so much effort. I forgot who said this, but they said they just don't lie because then they don't have to remember, because it takes too much effort to remember all the lies. But it takes so much effort to and energy to be someone that you're not. So if you are not holding up, if you are not practicing the art of showing your true self, then you are disconnecting with you. You are not the best version of yourself. You are not bringing everything you can to the table. And when I mean table, I'm not just talking about relationships. I'm talking about to the world. And this includes your gift, you know, your talents, who you are, all of it. Not just what you can do, but who you are, how you see the world, how you make ripples by your examples. And usually examples are powerful, not because of what someone says, but because of how they live. So ask yourself, are you holding up? Are you practicing vulnerability and showing up and doing things that are truthful to you without worrying about what other people think? or are you living in a way where there's a lot of false advertising and being so concerned with other people and what they think about you that you are in a way lying, whether that is literally lying or putting up, you know, false photos. And by the way, listen, I'm as insecure as anyone else, and I also make sure my photos look at least decent before I put them on. That's all I'm talking about. But I'm talking about like so exaggerated where they're just not honest to you. Like, you know, are you renting a Bentley and then sitting in it and taking photos and telling people that is yours, right? So that is presentation. That is not truth. So that, and that's, again, a silly example. But a lot of that is happening, you know, that's happening a lot these days. There's actually, I heard there's like a plane company where there's like a private jet that doesn't even work. It doesn't even have a motor. It just, but you could rent out the cabin. So you could sit in it and take photos and you pay for that. And then you could tell people you were on a private jet, which to me is like mind blowing, as in not in a good way. Just like that's, you know, where we, that's basically it's mind blowing because I can't believe that people are doing that, you know. Anyway, so are you holding up? And also, is the person you choose to love, does the person you choose to love hold up? And also, do your friends hold up? You know, if people around you are also not showing themselves and they are not being vulnerable and they are not meeting you halfway, then what do those relationships look like? I think adults hold up and do everything they can to hold up. And of course, it's not like a light switch where you're there. I think it's a constant pedaling of a bike, right? Showing up, I think it's difficult, you know? I'm sure there are times that even someone like Matt Damon, when I kind of rap with him for a few hours, he definitely was nice and kind and, you know, just cool. But I'm sure there are times where he's not because of situations or pressure or, you know, the mood that he's in because he's human. So holding up doesn't mean forever for the rest of your life. It just means that you are making an effort to show yourself. It might be a daily battle, but you are doing it because it's important to you and your relationship with yourself. You're doing it because character matters and it's who you want to be. Thank you for listening. If you thought any of this dialogue was helpful, please share it with others. And if you have the time, if you can do a review on iTunes, that definitely helps spread the word. Again, thank you for listening. Be well. Hey, if you have a passion to help others and want to become a life coach, or you just want to acquire tools to change your own life, learn more about our Catalyst Life Coaching Intensive. We are an evidence-based training program with an amazing, authentic, vibrant community, and we give lifetime support. Just go to my website, theangrytherapist.com, and click on Life Coach Training. Hey, before you go, if you like my ramblings and revelations and shares, I am now texting people directly to their phone. Just go to my website, theangrytherapist.com. If you want to subscribe, I'll be doing weekly text, 5 days a week, reminders, and also mindsets and exercises and challenges. And every week there will be a different theme, a different topic. So I hope to see you in your phone. And also, if you enjoy this conversation, I hope you help me spread the dialogue and help other people by sharing it. You never know what people need to hear. So if it's helped you, I hope you can help me help others.